Mike, I just want to give my heartfelt apologies for picking this movie.
Wow.
I'm really, truly sorry.
Well, that's one way to start a podcast with an apology.
Quick takes.
Oh my goodness. So I guess we should probably talk about what we watched.
Yeah, I mean, usually we also say things like, "Hi, welcome. I'm the host of today, Chris Hudson, Crazy Chris Hudson, and with me is everyone's number one favorite B-movie maniac, Michael Hayes." Usually we say all that stuff.
I am just so sorry at the movie we watched, and I'm just not even into it. But thanks for listening, everyone.
God, I'm having flashbacks of the movie Paul and I
Oh.
watched. Our quick take is somber. God.
Looking forward to that episode.
Yeah,
Oh.
it's coming up or already happened, depending on when this one drops.
Yeah, who knows?
Anyway,
Who
yes, what did
knows?
we watch,
Yeah,
Chris?
we watched 1979's Mistress of the Apes, written and directed by Larry Buchanan, starring a couple people that I knew of after the fact, but totally did not recognize while watching this movie.
Yeah, and for the listener, this is an not very well known film, but it is basically just a sexy version of Planet of the Apes, right, Chris?
Yeah, well, that's what I was led to
I
believe.
was really hoping that's what it was going to be, but
Really hoping that's what it was,
it was
yeah.
far from it. It
Oh
was
my God.
decades and eons and just fucking light years away from that.
What we did get is an anthropological drama
Oh,
with.
God. It has everything. It has
Is everything.
anthropology, boobs, adultery, misogyny, racism, rape. It's got everything.
Everything you want in a late 70s anthropological drama.
God, they're like, we've heard of these exploitation films. Let's just exploit everybody.
Why don't you just shut up and function?
Yeah. You know what we haven't exploited yet? The missing link.
Yeah, let's
Let's do
do
an
it.
exploitation movie with the missing link. Why
Yeah.
not?
And along the way, we'll mock other races and creeds, and we'll treat women like absolute garbage. And
Yep, there was a lot of that. I'm not really even sure what else needs to be said. I think we can wrap this episode
God, what if we did? What if we just fucking ended it here? Like the shortest. It's just we don't even rate it. It's just we're just a long sigh and just we're done.
Well, I'm all for that, Mike. I'm to especially for this movie. But I think we would be doing our listeners a disservice if we did not at least tell them what they're missing. Well, why they should avoid it. Let me say that. Why
All
they
right,
should
yeah,
avoid
that's
it. All
fair.
right, there we go. That's probably a much better way of phrasing it. That's what I meant.
Yeah. May I describe the plot in like four sentences?
Yes.
It basically it's there's a woman who's traveling to the Congo to find her missing husband.
Then it's settled. We're going to find the missing link.
I'm going to find my husband.
Is how we get brought into the story. There's this group of white dudes who bring along these two women who are anthropologists and scientists in their own right. But they just eventually shit goes downhill. They fight start looking for a finding, what do they call them? Almost humans or something they were calling them.
Yeah, they're what was it? Homo habilis, I believe, is
Yeah.
the Is the name? Let me check with my anthropological girlfriend. Homo habilis? Homo habilis. That's what she
Homo
said. Yes.
habilis. All
Yes.
right.
You may have heard of Lucy, correct? That's
Yeah, is
I
that
believe
what that
that's what
is?
I think. Yeah, I think that's what she
Okay.
is.
Cool. Well, at least they did that.
So they're not quite men, but they're not
Okay.
quite apes.
Well,
They're in between.
yeah, there's like they start running into these guys or women. Yeah, there's some cave women in this too. Yeah, there's drama at the camp with the scientists, and they end up tying people down. Like there's mutiny. That eventually, like one of the women like kills two of the dudes, and it was probably the best part of the film, I thought.
Can't we make a deal? I just lost my amateur standing.
And then the one of the women fucks one of the cavemen and then stays there for the rest of her life. The end.
Guess she has a baby.
Yeah.
Although I want to say though, I do believe that while one of the women I think killed one of the guys, It was one of the missing link, one of the Homo habilis, that figured out how to use a Remington 308. Does that mean anything to you, Mike?
No. Could you please describe in this wonderful segment of Chris was in Army.
Ka-chow! Bang, bang! we didn't use those when I was in the Army, Mike. I don't know anything about them. They're a lever-action rifle that the main villain of this film, he loves it. You see him polishing it in every single scene, and he shoots it, he fires it every chance he gets, even without giving warning, as is the law of the jungle, apparently. You've got to give warning before you shoot your gun. And somehow he falls into the trap that the Homo habilis set for him, and they figure out how to shoot him. And this caveman uses sights it correctly and everything. It's pretty great.
Yeah. Wow.
I mean, well, and by great, I mean just, I'm so glad to see it end.
Yeah. I put that thing on and I tried to pay attention. And I missed a little bit of it maybe, but I saw way too much.
Well, you know what? There's really one thing I wanted to talk about, though. Is just a few of the lines of the movie.
Yeah, there's a couple good ones. I didn't take... Unfortunately, Chris, I have to admit, I didn't take notes because I was planning on watching it twice, like usual.
Ooh,
so I put it on to watch while I was chilling. By the time earlier today, I was going to watch it again. And I almost did it. And then I said, wait, no, fuck that. Chris will have enough notes.
I got enough notes. I'm not watching this again.
Good.
Oh, no.
Okay.
But let's just run through a few of my favorite lines.
All right,
because
let's do
it's probably the only good thing about the movie. So we'll put in the clips here. And so first there are the drug addicts who break into the hospital at the very beginning of the movie.
Oh, yeah.
No noise, baby. No noise. Nobody gets hurt.
What do you want?
I
want
to know where the heavy powder is. Okay.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, what? Did that go anywhere?
It took me a while to figure out, but I think it kind of kicks the plot into gear because the woman on the operating table getting this, I think she was getting a C-section, was the main woman, Susan, who eventually fucks the ape man and lives with the tribe. So, and I think they're running into the operating room looking for the heavy powder. And gets in a fight with the doctor and knocks her off the operating table, causing her miscarriage, causing her to lose her baby.
Oh.
I mean, she's not really that torn up over it. I mean, she goes to look for her husband 3 days later. So, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
And she gets it on with the caveman.
And
then we...
No, I was just Googling what heavy powder was, and I don't see anything other than, like, industrial-type terminology. So...
Then those guys, those drug addicts were in the wrong hospital for that sort of thing then.
There's something called Hoosier Hill Farm Heavy Cream Powder. You can get a pound jar on Amazon if you want that. Maybe they should have just searched Amazon.
Maybe they should have. That's what they should have done.
Yeah.
They should have done that.
Yeah. All right, what's next? What else do you like?
Then you get the really asshole guy. I think his name was Steve, the guy with the Remington 308.
Yeah.
He brings Susan flowers. And her reply, after losing her baby and, you know, realizing that her husband is missing... is
thank you, David. I didn't know people still brought flowers.
The acting's very good. The delivery of every line is perfect.
Every line is spot on, and I really, really enjoyed that one. And then the next one was a couple scenes later with the with Steve, the asshole villain guy, and he's photographing his secretary in lingerie.
Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah. They're just about to make out and. Really, you can tell this is going somewhere before Susan and Paul show up. But let me just tell you, the great feminist line of all time is when Steve, you know, he's real women's rights sort of guy.
Yeah.
He just lays her down on the couch and says, why don't you just shut up and function?
That's the line. I knew there was one that I fucking loved, and I couldn't remember what God that one. Why don't you just shut up and function? God.
This guy... It's a real winner, let me tell you.
It's a wonder his wife is cold and distant to him.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
And then there's one other line I really wanted to bring up, and I think you had to text me about this one, Mike, about the rocks, if you remember.
Uh-huh.
These aren't just rocks. They're tools, weapons. But they weren't thrown. They were tossed.
Fucking...
Like, what does that mean?
What does that mean?
God damn it.
Like,
what a...
I understand anthropology is like forensics, basically, right? But
yeah,
not
yeah.
that kind. No. Is it?
No. No. So bad.
I also think if we're talking about lines now, then I think it's also very important, and it would be a sin if we didn't, if we left out the fact that a song was written specifically for this film. Oh. There is a titular song.
There are two songs, Mike. One titular, one otherwise. Oh,
God. And it like, dude, it like the first time the woman, is that Susan who meets the homo habiluses? And like, so the first time she's trying to talk and communicate with them, she's talking in a very like, in a voiceover, kind of very textbookly. She's like, first I will do this, and second I will do this. It's very textbook kind of sounding. And then she starts, you know, grunting and kind of, you know, moving around like them. And then the song kicks in, and this is not a song that fits the mood of that scene.
No.
It is just like a fucking, like an old crow medicine show song.
I must become, in fact, homo habilis myself.
There once was a lady who got sick of the city, so she made herself a plan to get out of the city, find her roots in the jungle, where a woman is a woman and a man is a man. She went looking for her mate. She didn't find a man, so she found herself an ape. She's an ape lady. She's the mistress of the apes. She's an ape lady. When she calls, they congregate. They can hear her voice ringing far and wide. She's the queen of the jungle
and the monkey's bride.
Ape lady, the mistress of the apes.
It's just like an upbeat, like 70s folk rock song.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, she's an
I mean, that was a perfect rendition, but obviously the listener can hear it or has heard it or however.
Yeah, you did this. They heard the real song, yeah. I don't even know if I'm going to
just put it in here and then pull. You use the cursor, yeah. You cut those audio bands here and then stretch it out and put a clip of the song right after this.
She's an ape lady. What she calls, they congregate. They can hear her voice ringing far and wide. She's the queen of the jungle.
And your monkey's bride.
Ape lady.
Aga.
The mistress of the apes.
That was it. That was perfect.
There we go. That's
good job, Chris. You're such a good editor. That's
perfect. Fantastic. Thank you, Mike.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. I appreciate that. No matter what we do with this episode, it's still going to be better than the movie.
Yeah, it's true. Oh. I do have one thing I can contribute. I know I didn't have notes, but I obviously did a little research because I got a little bit of a kink tank for us.
Kink tank.
Oh, yeah.
I've got...
I'm going to find that fucking sound clip.
It's in our Google Drive. Peeking behind the curtains here, guys. This is a real meta episode. I've got a Ranker article I found called 8 Facts About Prehistoric Sex That Show the Ways We Have and Haven't Evolved. The quick rundown is experts believe prehistoric women were extraordinarily promiscuous. Ooh. So... I mean, you know, that's probably back in that instinctual era, right? Where you gotta make babies. So
well, yeah, but that's not really borne out by this movie. Shows how much research they really did, because those cavemen get into a fight over. I mean, there's some jealousy going on.
Oh, dude, they definitely should have read this Ranker article.
They should have. They really should have. Well, they did have an alphabet, apparently. There are only 8 letters though, which implies that the missing link was literate.
Right. Prehistoric people probably engage in bestiality, so there's that.
Why not?
I'm not getting into any of these details. Prehistoric statues may have been cavemen entertainment, so basically had pornography in statue form. I'm into it.
Yeah.
Cavemen carved dual-purpose toys, so according to this, there'd be like notches and polished, dildos that they would, fuck themselves with.
Sure.
What else? This is interesting in here. There was a significant amount of inbreeding.
Yep.
Makes sense.
Makes a lot of sense, because there were only like 5 people in this tribe. I'm surprised they didn't go extinct a long time ago.
Yeah. Well, I mean, why do you think we're all so dumb? Let's see what we got. Prehistoric art depicts both male and female spending time by themselves, which was makes sense with the sex toys, because I guess you could you use those during sex too, but you know.
Yeah.
I think primarily those are one-on-one time. Yeah, or alone time, not one-on-one. That implies two people. And the last one they got here is a sad one. No, I'm not even going to read this one. That one's gross.
Well, now
it's not a kink. It's primitive birth control is brutal but necessary. I'm not going to get into the details.
Okay, you know what?
That's why it's not.
I regret that. I'm sorry I brought it up.
It's a bummer you didn't edit it out. You could have, but you didn't. So everyone has heard it now.
When giving every choice for this episode, which movie to pick, what edit to make, what to talk about, I made the wrong choice each and every time. And believe me, I'm going to make the wrong choice when it comes to this rating scale.
Rating time!
All right, what is it?
Well, we talked about the amazing song, the Ape Lady song, where she's making all the grunts and the noises trying to get Homo habilis to come to her.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. Yeah.
Well, while she's doing this, she has a banana in her hand. And she is trying to mimic what her test subject is doing with a banana. But for some reason, it looks like she's giving it oral sex.
I mean, isn't that what it always looks like?
It always looks like that, but this case especially. So that's why we are going to rate Mistress of the Apes from 1 to 100 filleted bananas.
Hey, that's the most interesting thing that's come out of this having watched this movie.
Oh, so go ahead, Mike. What do you think?
I can't in my right mind tell anyone to watch this. It is okay, so we didn't mention it, but it's on YouTube. That's the only place we found it, right?
Yeah.
I searched around for somewhere else.
It's on YouTube, yeah.
Yeah, it's an absolute shit copy. The transfer
terrible
presentation
quality.
Is awful.
I think it's recorded off of VHS.
Yeah, it's bad. I mean, there's some boobs in it, but you can't even make them out because it's just like there's mayonnaise all over the screen.
And most of the time you see the boobs in some sort of like really bad rapey kind of scene. So it's not even that really titillating.
Yeah, no, you're right.
It's just creepy.
I mean, the Homo habilis like gets really into rubbing her boob, and she invited him to, so obviously there was consent there. So that was sexy. You know?
Yeah.
But, okay, I'm getting distracted because I'm trying to find anything redeeming and there's not. It's not even interesting. Like, there's not even, like, an interesting piece to it. Like, fuck it, man. 5.
Right. You know, Mike,
5 filleted bananas.
Oh, what a rating scale. You know, Mike, I agree with you wholeheartedly on this. I don't even know if I want to rate the movie that high, but they they did a little bit of research, just enough research to get some of the terminology right.
Sure.
And I would like to give them credit for that. So I will also rate this movie 5 filleted bananas.
Perfect. Jesus.
There we go. Oh, boy. Please don't watch this movie. Don't let us have suffered for naught.
Nah, that's the thing. Like, the only reason I even give it 5 is because I know there's something worse out there.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, I got to leave it a little room, but man, just unenjoyable. There's there's no reason to be like, well, if you like this kind of thing or it's an interesting artifact, it's none of that. It's just.
In fact, I think I've only rated one movie lower than this, and it wasn't Josh Kirby.
It was the reverse one. What did you do? -100? The Star Wars Christmas special.
The holiday special was great. That's. Yeah, I stand by that reversed 100. No, I think it was Fury Redo was my from a couple years ago, but
yeah,
that was this is that level, but it's not far below Josh Kirby, to be fair. But that's just me. That's just my rating, and there was nothing redeemable about this movie.
No, but thank you for inviting me to watch it with you. It was fun talking about it.
It was pretty fun talking about it. And
I enjoy it.
Now that makes... I'm going to find a sexy Planet of the Apes ripoff.
They exist. They have to exist.
I'm sure there's some out there. They have to exist.
Hustler must have put one out or something.
I'm pretty sure
they will. Yeah. Dude, if the next movie you pick for us to watch is on Pornhub, I'm into it. Just get it for me.
All right. And I hear a little bird. I hope that was picked up on tape. It's my cat.
Me too.
Playing with his little toy. And with that, we're going to sign off. I don't know what's up next. I know that the season 4 premiere is just around the corner.
It's true.
I don't think that we've announced the first movie yet. The
special announcement yet? But, or any, yeah, no, or any we haven't done any of that
so,
yet.
Well, you know what? Just know that they're coming up pretty shortly, pretty soon, the next couple weeks, I imagine. And so keep listening, and you'll hear our surprise announcement in the first movie.
Hell yeah. All right. Woo-hoo. Bye, Chris.
Bye, Mike. Thanks for watching.
Fuck you.
Listen up, maniacs. Do you have a question or a comment? Would you like to send some bourbon to Uncle Lloydie? You can contact the gang on Facebook at B-Movie Mania. You can also drop them a line at bmoviemania.com. Reach out. Touch them. They are touching themselves. And they might just reach back. I'm Lloyd Kaufman saying, see you next time on B-Movie Mania. Woohoo!